I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only 106.7 The Fan. We live in interesting times, B. I think when you talk about DC sports right now, it's hard to figure out what team you have the most faith in and not feel weird saying it. For a really long time in this city, to say that the Commanders were the team you had the most faith in sounded nuts.
I don't think many people say that.
Now, I don't think it's even
now
close.
Now they say it, but they wasn't saying it in the past.
I don't think there's really – phone lines are now open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. This kind of came up on the text thread because I was like, who do people actually have more faith in, what the Wizards are doing or what the Nationals are doing? I don't know, but I want to let you weigh in, 800-636-1067. If we want to open that up broader to all the DC teams, fire away. But I don't think there's any debate that one and two are the Commanders and then the Capitals.
Yeah.
And the Capitals are at an interesting point because you probably only have 1 year left of Ovi. Mm-hmm. But they've started to develop some really good young talent.
But when you saw them play last year, you saw Ovi do his thing. But you look at the young talent they have right now, you feel that they are – They have positioned themselves to where it's not going to be a complete drop-off.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, if the Protas brothers are good, like, there's a lot that could happen there. Having Jaden Daniels is just what makes this entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be one thing if it was new ownership, Adam Peters, we're in on this, right? But after you see Jaden Daniels have that season, it's like, the Commanders are by far.
It leaves you one more.
Well, they are by far the team you believe in the most.
Yeah.
So my rankings would be Commanders, Capitals, and this may sound insane, but I think I have more faith in the Wizards than I do the Nationals.
Well, I think you have that faith because you have real life situations where you know the group that's in charge had a part in, and they just won the NBA championship. Then you watch just a little bit last night. Listen, we all know that they're trying to get that eighth, ninth pick, whatever's left.
Right.
But this baseball team said that they will be competing this year at the beginning of the year. And they fired their manager and their GM. And they just went into a draft last night, and everybody now, after the fact, say that, yeah, this is the guy we wanted all the while. We don't know that. But ultimately, you don't see that they've made many steps farther than they were last year.
And I'll go one step further. I think with the Wizards, we don't know what will happen with these players.
We don't.
But we have seen they maybe were the wrong decisions, but Leontsis has paid up for his guys.
Yeah.
In hockey, he's always paid up for his guys.
Mm-hmm.
And in basketball, John Wall and Brad Beal got Supermax.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, they have paid up. Now, those decisions weren't right, mm-hmm. but there's a willingness to pay.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference. There was a willingness to pay in Natstown.
Yeah.
That willingness has gone away.
Big time.
All right, let's hit these phones. Joe is in Manassas. Joe.
What up, Joe?
Who you believe in?
Hey,
who do you
up?
Not believe in?
What's up, fellas? I love the show as always.
Thanks, buddy.
And you JP, you nailed it. It's got to be the Commanders. We got the owner out of town. We got some new competent ownership. Like, the Wizards got something going on. The Cavs has always been pretty good. And like you said, I don't believe in the Nationals because they don't have the ownership to get anything done. And when you guys are a sports show, you guys are giving updates, periodically. And when they're talking about, oh, the Nets got a hit to break up the no-hitter in the fifth, that's the highlight. What are we doing, man? Like, I'm just sad for the Nets fans, to be honest with you, because, they looked like they could win and put a product out there that was, good. Now they're just done with it. They're just done. If they're done with it, sell the team, man. Get somebody that's actually going to respect the fans and what they bring.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Joe. Great call, man. Appreciate you listening. I don't understand. Like, what happened that they're not trying to sell it anymore?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because it wasn't the price that they have come up with that they feel they should get.
I don't know much about anything, Brian. Mm-hmm. That's what people on the internet continuously tell me. If you put your house up for sale and it doesn't sell, and then you take it down, it doesn't sell for more next time.
A lot of times it doesn't.
Unless you're willing to wait it out a while.
Everybody you hear says that the way that the learners operate, they come up with a number in mind, and they're not doing it until that happens.
Let's go to Rich in Silver Spring. What's up, Richie? Who you believe in?
There's no question the Commanders, guys, because after 25 years of literally tearing it down, I can't think of a thing that needs to be rebuilt at a greater level. And with the history, expectation level, and the football town that this is, there is no greater faith than there can be put in the administration, the ownership, the head coach, Jaden Daniels, and the way that they played. Mitch knows that. You saw the competitiveness in that team mm-hmm. in a way that we had not seen. And so there's absolute faith as them as number one. Then number two, I got to tell you, the Mystics in their own way are doing their own right. They're doing their own. But let's go back to the Wizards, right? You got to give the Wiz number two because the administration there outside of Ted, right, has proven elsewhere they are league-level champions. They know what they're doing. The moves that they made have been so strategic every which way, financially, giving somebody a second chance, bringing somebody home. I mean, they totally are in tune with the ability to get this right sooner than later. So we're not looking at 16 wins again. And the Mystics, as I said, that's a hard one to do.
You got the Wiz ahead of the Caps, generational. Though?
Well, the Caps, again, what is a rebuild with them? That's a hard thing to gauge because, to me, it just feels different about the rebuild. It's not been that long since a championship. So you have a new head coach. The rebuild, to me, is going to come after Ovechkin leaves. that's going to be a real rebuild opportunity for them. And how are they going to attack that is going to be very interesting to see.
All right.
Then you got one more on a rebuild. So your DC Divas have not been in a conference championship game since 2018. Just came from 20 down in Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter and are now headed to the Super Bowl in Canton in 2 weeks. Let me tell you, that was a hell of a rebuild to go through COVID and to do something where people are still not being paid to do it, but love it for the game itself. So football is alive on the Commanders' side. It's alive on the women's side. And I love you guys for talking about faith-based opportunity in this town because we're on a roll. The Defenders, there's a lot of good things happening, and I appreciate you guys very much.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, dude. Thanks for the call, Rich. Rich got all the teams. Landfill? Landfill? Go Sticks, baby. I believe the Mystics beat Seattle over the weekend. I watched a couple minutes of that. Nate is in D.C. Nate, who you believe in?
What up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What's happening?
I'm hanging in there. So, I agree with what you said. The Commanders lead the pack, as we all know. The goal really is just to win chips. You really, you keep your franchise, your club afloat by getting it done. And I would say the Commanders first, yeah. I think the Caps will be second, actually, because even though this is about to be Ovechkin's last season, they tooled up. They know that the future is going to revolve around, like B. Mitch said, having the correct mix of veterans and young guys playing. This goes for all sports in general when it comes to those team structures. Behind them, I would say the Defenders. I really, even though, people don't really consider that league up there, but I would say the Defenders, then the Mystics, the Wizards, and then the Nationals. But I really do like the Nationals' young core. They're going to be just fine once they add the right mix of veterans to go with James Wood and those guys that are phenomenal talents. We got to catch them while they're still in the rookie
chart. I'm with you. The Nats, if this was a young talent question, the Nats are ahead of the Wizards. They have a legit star in Wood. The Wizards have some dudes we think could be stars. Unfortunately, this isn't a young talent question. It's a what organization do you believe in? And I just fear, until proven otherwise, after watching Turner, Scherzer, Soto, like everybody get traded away and not building around the new young guys you bring in, until I see otherwise, I just can't buy into that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Appreciate the call.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas.
Landfill, what's your rankings?
I definitely believe most on the Commanders. Then the Capitals. The Wizards are last by a considerable margin. And so I guess I would put the Nats third.
You have the Wiz behind the Nats?
Absolutely.
Just because of the badness?
Just because not once in my lifetime have they been halfway decent. I guess during the Wall and Beal years, they had a couple of halfway
the
decent
Gill
seasons.
The Gill years, they were halfway decent.
I don't know about that.
I think the Gill teams were better than the Wall teams.
Gill?
The Gill, Karan, Jameson years.
Yeah, those years were good.
I think they were better than the best Wall Beal team was a 4 seed?
Mm-hmm.
I think. Wasn't it a 4-5? The best Gill team, before Gill blew out his knee, they were number one in the Eastern Conference. And I'm still not sure they would have beat Cleveland in the playoffs. They were at least in position in the regular season. They were good. I love that team. Shout out to Gil. Let's go to Ron in Upper Marlboro.
Can't say shot in Gil, dog.
Ron, who do you believe
in? Hey, guys. Yeah, Eddie Jordan coached All-Star game that year. But I actually disagree with you guys about the Redskins or the Commanders being the top team. I have the most faith in the Wizards, and the reason why is because I have faith in the young guys improving over the faith that I have in the old guys still being able to hold on. So Wagner is great. He's better than anything comparatively that the Wizards have, and the tight ends are good, and the Lattimore is hurt. He may come back, and if he's good, then he'll be great. But with the Wizards, they have a bunch of young players who have shown a lot. And this new rookie, Johnson, is he seems like the real deal from watching the two little summer league games that I've watched. But I'm picking the Wizards over the Commanders as far as who I have the most faith in.
What?
Because they are – go ahead now.
You're taking the Wizards ahead of the Commanders?
The Wizards haven't won anything yet, dog. But you saw the Commanders
they
come.
They haven't. But the Commanders won,
added,
they got,
in 1 year, they added a quarterback and went to a – so I don't understand – you haven't seen no success. You're still hoping and wishing.
No, you're absolutely right. I am hoping and wishing. But what is faith without – if it's based off works, then
Ron,
it's not faith anymore, right?
Ron, my guy.
Yeah. Oh, JP, come on. Seriously.
I am here for the Wizards rebuild. I'm all in. But to put the Wizards ahead
– Daniels.
You have the Wiz at number one of the teams you can believe in town?
So, Jaden Daniels is amazing. He's the best player on the best team. Are the best, the most important position. That is enough to put a whole lot of faith. But the rest of the team, they've got holes, and they're giving away draft picks to build, and it's good. But football is a game where you need youth, and they don't have a whole bunch of proven or even up-and-coming youth. They have one amazing player. Who else is amazing on the team who I can say is going to be good? Trey Amos, I really hope he's really good.
I thought Sarah Steele's
damn good.
Say that again, B-Man.
Mikey Sarah Steele's damn good. Quan Martin had an unbelievable year last year. I could go down the line and
Cosby's
name
a really good
people,
player. He's coming
football
back from injury.
Football is not about young. I think people like to say that too much. Football is about the right combination.
I just
– okay.
Ron, I don't know that you can put the Wiz ahead of the Caps. The Caps were in the second round of the playoffs last year. I love what the Wiz are building and want to be optimistic, but like
the Caps are old. Ovechkin, he's about to retire. The caller a couple callers ago said it correctly. Their rebuild starts after he leaves next year.
The Caps, have successfully tried to thread that needle where they've gotten a lot
and
younger,
done a very good job,
and developed and kept Ovi around. Ron, I love this phone call, but I certainly respectfully. Very much disagree with you.
That's fair.
Ron, do you want
to
stay on hold while I ask Lanfill about your take? Because you might want to hear this.
Well, Lanfill just said that the Wizards haven't been good in his lifetime. So unless he's eight, then I don't know about what he has to say.
I think in the NBA, there's a fair discernment between good. Like making the playoffs in the NBA doesn't necessarily mean you're a good team. Ron, I appreciate you, man, sincerely. Have a good afternoon.
All right,
B, can you imagine putting
Ron
the Wizards
with a hell of a stretch right there?
I mean, the Wizards haven't won 50 games since they were the Bullets, like in the 70s. They haven't had a good season since I've been alive. They just haven't. I'm sorry.
Regardless of that, and I'm not sure you're incorrect. Can you imagine in the year of our Lord 2025 saying the Wizards have a brighter future than the Commanders?
But see, that's the thing. The question was never the brighter future. It's what you believe in now. And to be honest with you, we started this thing off about the Caps and
the Nats and the Wiz.
The Nats and the Wiz. And that's what you got to do, Jay. You got to learn to keep it to what the hell it was. You can't let people come in and all of a sudden we talk about the whole town. It's the Caps. I know, it's the Nats and the Wiz. That's it. All the other talk, we don't want to hear about it.
The way I said...
Because what you do, you find those people who are going to just automatically go against Commanders.
But he didn't seem like an anti-Commanders fan.
No, he's not
an
anti-Commanders.
He just seemed borderline insane that he thinks the Wizards.
He's talking about what he thinks the future is going to be. We're talking about right now, presently.
I meant belief in for the future, though.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I don't know.
Because they're both young. I didn't think anybody would argue with the Commanders' Caps.
I'm just saying, the Commanders in this town, if they're winning, they're number one in the people's eyes and minds all the time.
Not according to Ron from Upper Marlboro.
Well, out of however many millions of people here, that one person is going to be sometime on the other side.
Let's go to our boy, Los. Carlos Severna Park, where you got, Los?
I got a better chance of Blake Horvath leading the Navy against Alabama to win the college football than the Wizards doing everything over the Commanders. Let me just say that for number one. My take on it is, listen, just because a girl takes you back to her place on the first day to hit a home run doesn't mean that she's your girlfriend, you know? The Commanders let us to the NFC Championship game. Now, you know me. I'm a diehard Commanders/Redskins fan. You know, bleed burgundy and gold. But my number one in the DMV, who I have the most trust in, is the Washington Capitals. To that caller right there, I know it's not Thursday, but bleep you, because the rebuild was never happening. The rebuild happened 3-4 years ago. They still have these young guns here. And I guarantee you, you heard it here first. Once Alex Ovechkin retires, welcome to D.C., Connor McDavid. And the last team that I trust in this area is the D.C. United. D.C. United, sell the team. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Los. There you go. White Brian, who's in a better position going forward, the Nats or the Wizards?
The Wizards, and I don't think it's close.
Why?
I think the Wizards' young core is better than the Nationals' young core, and I trust the Wizards' front office to develop them a lot better.
Definitely that latter point. These dudes know what they're doing, and ownership has a willingness to spend money that is documented. The Nats do have a star player in James Wood.
They do.
And if you build a team around him.
They have star players and a lot of people. They end up on other teams, so right. We don't know what else will happen.
If they actually would build a team around him, they could have something. Yeah. I like Gore. Maybe Willits, whatever. Maybe you could spend some money in free agency. I want to keep this going. If you're on hold, Zeke, Dre, Robert, everybody that's on hold, stay there. Nobody go anywhere. Who do you believe in more, the Nats or the Wiz?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.